The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, good morning, State of Jefferson, and welcome to an absolutely beautiful, gorgeous Easter or spring equinox or Passover or whatever it may be for you in particular. But I hope you're enjoying it, and what a gorgeous one it is. Here, of course, as always, with Wynn Carpenter. Morning, Wynn.
Good morning. Happy Easter.
Yeah, happy Easter. How goes it for you?
So far, so good.
It is. It is a beautiful day out, and, you know, it's been busy for you. It's been busy for me. I know that it's been kind of a crazy week with the different things that are going on, the different things that are coming up, especially the Chest County Town Hall.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's April 2nd. I can never remember the address at Benton.
Okay, it's on Saturday, this coming Saturday, April 2nd, 4 p.m. at 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. And that's the Senior Citizens Hall, same place it was a little over a year ago.
I know.
So it's hard to believe it's been that long.
How did that happen?
Well, and a year ago we were explaining what we were trying to do, mm-hmm. and now we're going to be explaining what we've done and where we're headed next. And the whole process, there's a lot going on, there's a lot to it.
There is.
And people really need to hear what's going on so that they can hear firsthand, they can ask questions and get answers. So we're really hoping people will show up and participate and become more of a patriot than they already are and hear what's going on.
Well, I think to really understand a lot of it, you know, people could almost go to like a 2 or 3 day course.
Just about, yeah.
Just to understand the fundamentals and the different dynamics of the things that are going on. To me, the most exciting part is going to be the people that said, you can't do this.
Correct.
To come back and go, by the way, this is done.
Yeah.
And here we are.
And this is where we're going.
And this is where we're going.
Yeah.
And, you know, for them to turn around and probably go, well, you can't go there. Just like we couldn't come to where we are now, right?
Right, right, right. Right.
So, yeah, that's very exciting for us. And that those town halls will be going on all over the state of Jefferson in the next little while here. It's kind of another kind of a town hall blitz, if you would,
yep.
to get the information out to people and, you know, let people know that the process continues to roll and how far it's come along. And, you know, sometimes we do get hit with, well, how long is it going to take to get this done? You know, could it take this long? Could it take? And it's, you see how far we've come and how short a time.
Well, there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes trying to get this or getting this done. And people don't realize only because they haven't been involved. And once they get involved and hear what's going on,
mm-hmm.
truly, once they sit down and they listen and truly listen with an open mind and hear what's going on, they'll be blown away, especially when they understand the process, because it's not just a matter of, you know, signing a document and moving forward.
No.
There's a lot of activity that goes on behind the scenes, and they need to hear what's going on, what we've done to date, and what we're going to mm-hmm. be doing in the future.
And possibly people that may be able to help with that.
Absolutely.
Or help to move the movement along in different directions and different things that are going on, because there is a lot to get done, people.
Oh, yeah.
And we're just at the beginning of the things that we need to do.
Yeah.
You know, and need to start contemplating, you know, different things. How is the separation going to work? How is it going to look? What different things are going to come apart and in what manner? And we need to start laying the groundwork for that. We
right.
need to start thinking about, you know, hey, what is this going to be? What is that going to be? And start talking to these things and working these things out, at least in a conceptual form, if not a kind of a working framework. Because, like it or not, believe it or not, there's a state split coming.
Absolutely.
We're leaving. We've been telling people all along, you know, we're not asking permission.
Right.
We're doing Sacramento the courtesy of informing them of our departure, and have offered to make it an amicable separation. you know, where we can work things out mutually beneficial without, you know, staring down an arbitrator and a judge and everybody else across the table like angry divorcees. But that's kind of what they forced our hand into.
Right.
You know,
right.
There's to us, there was never any doubt that this was going to occur. There was never any doubt that this was going to happen, that the state of Jefferson was going to form and become a state. And we have always operated in that manner. For many other people, it was kind of like, oh, you know, maybe that would be great, or, you know, I don't think this could happen. For those core people that have fought for so long, and you guys continue to, you know, to hit it every day, like you said, there's everything going on behind the scenes, we always knew this was coming. So now we start to kind of plan and design and think about the things that need to happen, how to make those happen best. And what I am loving is kind of the entrepreneurial spirit that I'm starting to hear people talk about. You know, and it's not like, oh, I wish we had Jefferson because I could do this. It's the conversation is becoming, when we have Jefferson, I can't wait because I can do this.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah.
Or I can do this business, or hey, we can do this better, or we, you know, and it's kind of that hope and that inspiration starting to creep back into people's
right.
voice. They're starting to dream a little bit again.
Well, they've been knocked down for so long.
I know.
You know, that's the thing. People have been hammered by the current state and all the requirements. And
the hits keep coming.
Yeah.
Daily. And, you know, the corruption that is just rife in California. Anybody that says keep it California is a glutton for punishment. they like abuse. I mean, you know, everything from the Caltrans scandal where they've been ripping us off.
Wow, yeah.
To Jerry Brown's personal aides finding against the people on the side of private corporations, to Jerry wanting to raise the taxes, to the coming collapse of CalPERS, to the bankruptcy of local cities and municipalities that's on its way because CalPERS has decided to use its get-out-of-jail-free card. It goes on and on and on. And you look at the state of California, and we were having a discussion around the office the other day. You know, hey, it's Easter. Let's talk about something happy. Let's talk about something, you know, kind of upbeat. And we're sitting there, crickets. And we're like, there's got to be something happy going on. There's got to be something good going on. And, you know, from down the hall, I hear a client go, oh, well, when it's the state of Jefferson, I can expand my horse farm and I can blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you know, that's really what it is you look at this septic outhouse that is California, and you can't find anything good to say about it.
No.
And those are the
things that we've been exposed to and we know. What about all the stuff we don't know about?
I'm terrified.
Just blows me away. It's like, okay, if we know about this amount of stuff, which is mind-boggling in its form... What about all the stuff we don't know about? And that's the part that scares the bejesus out of me, because I don't want to leave that for my kids.
Yeah, and that's the stuff that we can find very readily, just kind of stirring the pot.
The cauldron, and it kind of comes to the top.
It just bubbles up. Yep. You know, it's like, man.
Wow, what's this?
Yeah, and what's really at the core of it. And I used to love California. I really did. I used to be so proud to be a Californian. You know, because I knew we were the best people in the best state and the best place. And, you know, we had everything from your surfer dudes in L.A. to your hippies in San Francisco to your loggers up here. And, you know, we were this great, big, diverse state and everything. I don't even want to admit to where I'm from anymore.
We still are those people. It's the matter of our government who has totally hosed us. And for, you know, we've allowed it. And we were asleep at the wheel because we're not holding them accountable. And letting them know that they're the employee, they're not the dictators. And that's where we've dropped the ball as citizens for our sovereign state. And it's truly a sovereign state. It's just a matter of people reenacting that. And it's not happening. It's not going to happen. People don't understand it, and they don't want to understand it. And Jeffersonians understand it. The people that live within the territory of Jefferson, they get it.
Yeah, are hungry for it.
They're hungry for it. Yeah.
Want it very, very badly. And there are. There's some people that are scared of what that liberty and freedom may be.
Responsibility?
Yeah.
Personal responsibility.
Personal responsibility.
Hello.
The ability to fail.
Right. But then you learn and you pick yourself back up.
Pick yourself back up. That's the fun part of it. And we better get off to our first break. But that is one of the things that I kind of wanted to discuss and I thought kind of fit in with it being Passover and, you know, being the last of the plagues before the people of Israel were finally let go by the Pharaoh. Talking about why some people are scared of liberty and freedom. You know, not all the slaves wanted to leave Israel. They were comfortable. They were given their allotment of grain. They had their little house. They had what the Pharaoh, you know, deemed to give them when he didn't feel like taking it away from them because he was angry. And they were content being slaves. But a great many of us aren't. And we'll talk about that when we come back. This is KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. Give us a call at 530-605-4567.
For the state of Jefferson, and still we remain ignored by our occupiers in Sacramento. Little do they realize all they've accomplished is making us stronger. Come find out how. Shasta County Town Hall, Saturday, April 2nd at 4 p.m., the Senior Citizens Hall, 2290 Benton Drive. Come hear Mark Baird speak on representation, accountability, constitutional principles. What they said could not be done is being done.
Easter is this Sunday, March 27th. Join me with my jazz ensemble featuring Bernie Baker on guitar and Bruce Kalin on bass. Hi, this is Linda Bott. This Easter, we'll be singing and playing our favorite jazz standards on the veranda from 11 to 2. On this Easter Sunday, View 202 will feature a special Easter menu. So join us and call 226-8439 for reservations today.
Wellgate Sports Club has dedicated themselves to creating an environment that supports your personal goals, whatever they may be. That's because Wellgate Sports Club is more than just a gym. Wellgate is Reading's first premier sports club with the staff, programs, and 23,000 square foot facility designed to give you an exceptional experience every day. Now it's never been easier to take advantage of incredible amenities, including Reading's only indoor saltwater pool, outdoor jacuzzi, sauna, luxury towel service, and over 130 exercise classes designed from beginners to experts. For a limited time, you can become a member of Wellgate Sports Club with no enrollment fee. That's a $99 value. In addition, Wellgate Sports Club will provide you with 3 personal training sessions and a nutrition consultation absolutely free. That's another $225 value. There's never been a better time or a better place to get started. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Or stop by 1740 Eureka Way and don't forget to visit online at WellgateSportsClub.com. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming 3 states instead of one. California has an area larger than 7 East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And we are. Oh, welcome back, everybody. State of Jefferson, a state of mind. It's a good state of mind and a good state of mind to be in.
Yes, sir.
So, freedom, liberty, restoration of the Republic, all of those exciting and crazy things they said couldn't be done or brought back.
You know, preservation of all the North Staters here. That's what we're attempting to do.
Absolutely. You know, and at the same time, you kind of feel a little bit of sorrow for our cousins down there to the south. I don't feel that sorrow for very long, but I do every once in a while have just kind of a pang of you poor people.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. What are you going to do? I mean, we've got something to look forward to. We've got the state of Jefferson. We've got rebuilding our economy, reestablishing our schools, building strong communities, you know, disabling crime, dealing with our homeless issue, putting people back to work, making ourselves strong again. We've got those things to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
They've got more of the same coming.
Worse.
Yeah.
Worse.
Yeah, because you won't even have our voice now to try and slow things down.
Our very quiet little voice. Mm-hmm. Very quiet.
And I feel a certain amount of sympathy for them, but then I don't, because ultimately they're responsible for it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
They're the ones that have done it to themselves, and they've done it to us.
Yeah, that's the whole reason we're getting out.
You know, not to be angry or anything, but in essence, with the way that our government is set up, illegally, by the way, they have done this to us because we can't stop it.
Right.
They can choose to do anything they want up here anytime they want, and there's nothing that we can do about it.
Oh, like the fire tax?
Like, exactly, the fire tax. Lead ammunition ban.
There you go.
You know, the water that's on and on and on and on. And at a certain point, when are they really Pharaoh? It's not Jerry Brown. I mean, Jerry Brown's just the guy with the whip.
Yeah.
They chose the guy with the whip.
And they're not standing up to him.
They're not.
Nobody's standing up to him. I mean, it's awful when you see it's just like, King of England, hey, hello.
Well, that's, and like I said, it being Passover kind of got me thinking about, you know, the Israelites being led out of Egypt and all of the things that it took, all of the plagues and all of the things that had to go on before Pharaoh would let go.
Mm-hmm.
And Pharaoh still didn't let go at the end of it. It even cost him his own firstborn son and he wouldn't let go.
Yeah.
And when he finally did, he changed his mind again. But what got me thinking about was some of the Israelites, they were very content to stay in Egypt. You know, they were granted gifts by their masters. They were granted a little plot of land, or they were granted a little bit of livestock or an extra portion of grain, and they were content with that because they didn't have to do anything. They had to go build the great monuments of men. You know, they had to go build the great monuments of kings, bullet train anybody.
Yeah.
You know, and do these things. And for that, if they were good little slaves, they might get rewarded.
Yeah, but they were still slaves.
And their lives were at the whim of their master.
Right. And that to me is just the epitome of sad.
And even though I will make the argument and win it that we are an occupied people up here in the north, we're not a conquered people. There was never an army that came and took it away from us and subjugated us.
Yeah.
We allowed it to happen. We have chosen the people that subjugate us. And that's the difference between us and, you know, what went on back then. They were absolutely a people that had been conquered and taken by force of arms. We are an occupied people. Our government does meet the definition of committing economic warfare against us.
Mm-hmm.
We do have the ability to change that. And we are. We can change what is going on. And we have to do that. We and, you know, the people that are fearful of what that means, I can understand that fear, you know, to a certain extent. Well, what do I have to do if I don't go work on the King's Monument? What do I do? There's no jobs out there. But there will be. You'll be free to make your own way. You will be free to fail. And what made America great was not everybody's ability to be successful, but their ability to fail and get up and go again.
Right.
Openly and learn from your mistakes and get up and go again. And that's all we're asking, really. The opportunity to try. We don't We don't need anybody to tell us how to live or the things that we want to do and, you know, the things that we want to try. And everything we try may not work.
Right.
No, nobody's expecting perfection.
No.
But we are expecting the ability to try and the ability to fix it.
Well, and just the opportunity of being able to do it. That is the biggest thing right there. So if we learn very quickly that this first task that we want to do and we think in the right way is the way to go, and we find out that it's a failure, we do an immediate corrective action on it instead of putting layers and layers and layers of garbage on top of it.
Yeah.
Because you have to build a strong foundation in order to be successful, and that's the point at which we want to go and to be at and to make it grow and grow.
Well, it's at a certain point, if you put enough duct tape on the car, when is it not a car anymore and it's just a ball of duct tape?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and with that, we've got Round Mountain Bob on the phone.
Good morning, Bob.
Morning. Hey, fellas, something that's coming up in the wind, and I'm just wondering how it's going to affect the state of Jefferson and if we can get it back if it happens. Now, the government and the state of California is looking to, give the government, the federal government, Castle Craig, and actually from the Pacific Ocean to the Oregon border, from up there all the way over to Nevada border. And because of thermal power and all the different things that the federal government wants. Now, I understand that we're supposed to get things like the first 13 states. If we lose this property, are we going to be able to get this back? Because this is all stuff that is very important to the state of Jefferson.
Well, yes. I mean, the short answer to that is yes. And this is something that we brought up a little while ago. A lot of people said, oh, no, this is old. The Siskiyou Monument idea is an old idea, the Siskiyou Crest and all of that. That's something that was put back, that was put to bed in the early 2000s. Well, it's back. And this is from the own House of Representatives committee that there is no official action, but it's definitely being discussed back in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And that it would basically take from just north of Yreka to just north of Ashland, east almost all the way to Happy Camp, and then west almost to the Nevada border. It's a huge mm-hmm. seizure of land for a national monument by the government. And could we fight it? Yeah. Could we fight it very effectively as our own state? Absolutely. Get out.
Yeah.
You know, it's very, very clear
yep.
in the Constitution that the government can own and possess lands with the permission of the state.
Ports, and...
Yeah, and ports, and needful buildings, 10 square miles around Washington,
yep.
D.C.
Yep.
They have stretched that to, well, we do own these lands that we're technically not supposed to, but the states allow us to. I'm pretty
right.
sure as the state of Jefferson, very quickly, it'd be go and get.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be probably the mantra there. That'd be negotiable with the feds, and
mm-hmm.
everything's negotiable.
And if I have to step into government, that's the one job I want to be. I want to be the state of Jefferson, the federal government liaison. No.
Yeah, the answer is no. What part of no don't you understand?
I'm even going to get myself a little turban like Johnny Carson. I'll do the Karnak thing.
Hey, Rob, one question I do have for you. I have been around a big part of Northern California here, and people are really wondering when they're going to be able to get the next lantern. We haven't had one for a while, and they're really stammering for this because they love the information they're getting.
They do. And I advise all of those people to go to the ShastaLantern.net. All of the stories are right there on the Internet, readily available. I know there's a lot of you out there that don't use the Internet. We are working on the print edition of the lantern. There's some things that we've run into that I can't speak about. We need to get adjudication to continue on doing with that. And
I'll explain to them that you're working on something, and if they get on the Internet that right now because I know some of them had bought subscriptions and stuff, and they were wondering. They love to read the paper.
I know.
You know.
And we are working at making that a reality. We've just run into some issues because there are some people that are not fans that have caused a couple of things.
Right.
So.
Okay. Alrighty. Thank you, sir. Hey, happy Easter to both of you. I'm glad you're doing what you're doing, and keep it up.
Happy Easter, Bob. Thank you.
And before we get into anything else, we've got Steve Baird.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Yes.
Just a quick note, we had a little victory this week. On Tuesday, the California Republican Assembly actually endorsed my candidacy. It was on a third vote over Ted Gaines, but we finally got it, so we are on our way.
Awesome. I saw that. That's great. Congratulations. That's wonderful.
Has anyone heard a response from Mr. Gaines?
I do know that since I was in his office earlier that day, that he's skiing out of state someplace, so I'm not quite sure which state or where he's at.
He's probably not even aware.
Probably not. Well, it's Saturday by now or Sunday by now. He probably does know by now.
Yeah. Well, but so how'd you pull that one off?
Actually, it was my wife who pulled it off. After the first vote, we were tied 11-11, and she got up and goes, I'm not a delegate, but I want to speak. And the guy said, "Oh, go ahead and speak." He said, "He's not here. Steve's here. He's willing to do the work. Let's give this guy a shot because these old guards aren't doing it." And then our vote improved to 14-10, and then we went to the third ballot. And before we went to the third ballot, one guy I never even met, kind of looks like Red's cousin, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And he gets up and goes, "If somebody had come here with a whole bunch of checkbooks, Ted would be here." And then he just sat down. And then we took the vote 15-7.
Awesome.
And
that's
so
great.
It's because we needed a two-thirds majority.
Well, congratulations.
That's true. If there had been money on the table, Ted would have been there. And just the arrogance and the attitude of, he just probably assumed it was in his pocket.
In the bag.
You know,
yeah.
And that's what's really going to hurt Mr. Gaines, our former senator, is for too long he's taken the people of the North State for granted.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He's just assumed, hey, I get to show up and say there's an R after my name and not do anything.
Yeah.
You know, and he has dynastic plans. He doesn't even want to be the senator for the full term. He already wants to go to the Board of Equalization. He's already trying to pad that nest and pad his wife's nest in El Dorado County and then move her around. It's nothing but a shifting of the dukedom to the earldom for him.
Yep.
And it's time this guy is tarred and feathered and drummed out of town.
And this is the beginning of the process in which you are running on, Steve. So this is wonderful to hear.
Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
Yep.
And encouraging.
We're looking forward to the next.
All right. So are we. We'll keep it posted.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Have a great show.
Hey, thank you.
And with that, we're going to get off to our next break, and we'll see you on the other side.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit soj51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's fund and continue PAL's legacy.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
A lot of them.
The powers that be. Just somebody I used to know.
Used to know or know of.
Yeah. Don't have to deal with you no more.
Adios.
Oh, and it does. It can be overwhelming. You look at the amount of manure we have to shovel. But we can do it.
Hey, I was raised in a barn. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, it can be done.
It can be done.
It can be done. And even fertilizer has its uses.
It does, when it's used appropriately.
And it is. It's becoming exciting to see some of the things that are going on and, you know, starting to kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel. Mm-hmm. And instead of people sitting around going, man, I got to get out of this state, and, you know, what am I going to do? I can't make it here anymore. Going, come on, State of Jefferson, so I can get up on my feet again and go.
Right, right.
And hearing people making plans for the future and making plans here.
Well, and people, too, that want to come back.
Yeah, people that want to come home.
They want to come home. I mean, they're born and raised here. They're generational, and they want to come back and they love it here. They're just elsewhere because they have to be.
Yeah, they're political refugees in another state.
That's right. So we can bring them home, and guess what? Everybody here, that's the biggest thing about this whole area. People are hard workers. They will do almost everything and anything to be successful and do it right. And given the opportunity, that will happen, and it'll happen quickly, and it's just going to... It'll be wonderful to watch.
Well, just to kick open the doors of free market capitalism in the state again and watch it boom.
Right.
Just watch it explode and watch 50 other states go, wait a minute, that works.
What happened?
Yeah. Oh.
I'm going to do what they're doing.
Yeah, just get the government out of the way and let the people run.
Yeah.
We don't need the government to do it for us.
No.
We can do it. You know, and the different things that we can look at trying and the different things that we can do and, you know, that... and I hear people talking about wanting to do things in a responsible manner and in a completely different form of business,
mm-hmm.
but allowing things to be sustainable, taking the word sustainable back from our government.
And using it the way it's intended to be.
You know, yeah. in a free market system,
mm-hmm.
where we become sustainable because it's profitable.
Yeah.
Everybody wins. Things like solar roadways. One of the ones that I was looking at that fascinated me is the amount of disposable silverware that is used and tossed into landfills without any further usage. And, you know, it goes in there and sits forever. It's gone. It's wasted. And a guy came up with edible silverware.
Oh, I saw that on Facebook. Yeah,
you can. It comes in different flavors. You know, it's okay. You know, maybe I needed to add a little salt to my food, so I get out the salt spoon, and you know, or whatever. And it's just that kind of thinking, that kind of radical thinking that can grow and bloom and become productive in a free market system.
Something you didn't know you even needed.
Yeah,
and then now you can't live without.
Yeah, it would be fantastic.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You know, vanilla ice cream with a cinnamon spoon. Terrible.
Brownie flavored spoon,
whatever it, yeah. you know it, yeah. and just to you know the to unleash those kind of those thoughts and those ideals and allow people to become upwardly mobile again.
Right.
It's we've been pushed so far. I mean, the concept is almost radical.
Hmm.
You know, you've got the typical mindset of the Egyptian slave of. Well, you know, if you just do what the government wants, we'll give you your hut and, mm-hmm. you know, we'll give you your grain. And if you're a good slave that day, we might even give you a little extra grain. But if the government decides it's short on something, we're going to come and take all your grain because you're going to starve first because you're the slave.
Yeah, exactly.
So with that, we've got Gary Hollihan on the line.
Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, gentlemen, and happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter.
Yesterday, Pete Peter's program, Freedom in Action, a gentleman called in. And he's a frequent caller, and I thought he was fairly well informed until he opened his mouth, and he had no clue about what we are doing. He had no clue about the signatures. He thought we have to go to a vote of the people or the supervisors or something like that. And Jenna Chandler, fortunately, was right there, and she informed him point by point and was very articulate as she usually is. But maybe you'd like to address that, because if there's one out there, there must be many others who have no clue what is happening. So I'll take my info off the air, and thanks again for a great show.
Thank you, Gary.
And I will qualify this by being very honest up front. I spend so much time of my life finding out exactly what's going on, I don't know where to find those uninformed people. I don't know where they live or where they exist. I know they're out there, but I don't know where they come from.
They surface from somewhere.
I don't know. Because the circles that I move in, the people that I know are probably some of the most best well-informed citizens on the face of the earth. They know this stuff better than our elected officials do.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Point me to them, and I will go. We will go and help shed the light. But we need to know where they are. I mean, are they hanging out at bars, at union halls? I mean, where are these guys?
Yeah.
Because the people I know are all about it and understand it. I've had conversations in line buying groceries with people that are very informed and, you know, see my State of Jefferson hat or State of Jefferson shirt, and they go, oh, hey, do you know that they're going blah, blah, blah? And it's always kind of fun to sit back and go, no, tell me, what do you know about the State of Jefferson?
And that's wonderful when they do actually know.
Yeah, and a great deal of them do know.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very... Actually, I can't even remember the last time that I ran into somebody that wasn't pretty well informed about, you know, at least the general process and understanding that it's about, at the core, it's bringing back our representation. It's about being able to defend ourselves from the occupiers in Sacramento.
Right.
You know. To be that far behind the eight ball and understand what's going on, I don't know.
And it's pretty ballsy for somebody to call a conservative talk show and throw that out, because they aren't in the know, and if they're trying to profess that they have the knowledge, then Are they somebody that's a plant of some sort or attempting to be a plant? We run across that all the time. Somebody will tell us. I've had that happen to me multiple times where people say, well, you know they're doing this, you know they're doing that, and all these people think they're in power, blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, you know, like Red just said, you know, well, tell me what you know. And then you hear everything, then I counter it back. It's like, okay, well, this is what it is. It starts out with a 501c4, and we are represented, and what we're doing and how we're running through the process. And by the time we get done, they have a different understanding of what's going on, but they may or may not like it, but that's irrelevant. They are friendly, and they get schooled real quick-like. So, you know, we try to make sure that we share the information and are as upfront as we can about everything that we're doing. There are some things that we can't say yet, only because you can't show your hand.
Yeah.
You have to be very careful.
There it is.
But we are always honest about what we're doing. Mm-hmm. We are always honest about that. And
that there is really going to be two ways that these people find out about what's really going on is they can either seek out that knowledge or they can deal with what we're doing because that's just going to be the way it is.
Well, locally, they can come to our meetings. We have meetings every single week.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we're meeting over at the oh my gosh, I just went brain dead. The
Shasta Bible College.
Thank you. Shasta Bible College over off of Goodwater and Hartnell. Sorry, I just totally lost it. Sunday
brain
morning
fart.
Brain. Anyway, we're meeting over at Shasta Bible College, and the Jefferson Committee meets before the Patriot meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And so we meet there for probably maybe a half hour, discuss what's going on, and make sure we're all up to speed on what we're doing, how we're doing
and,
it.
And the other counties are having weekly meetings.
Yes, they are.
I know of five counties in Oregon now that are having weekly meetings.
Yeah.
And you know, they're looking at their own processes,
right,
and you know, the different things that they can do. And you know, they're very excited because there's some very good, very solid people there that got a hold of the, hey, wait a minute, this is what's broken.
Yeah.
It's our representation, it's illegal. Here it is. We can fix this.
Right, and especially after what they just went through. Good Lord, and are still going through physically and literally. Yeah, they can fix this, and they just need to turn it around. It's going to take patriots and people that are willing to stand up and say, hey, no more. We're done.
Yeah.
And hold their voted-in employees accountable, or appointed governor that they have. Not voted in, but she was appointed. You know, those kind of things there.
Yeah.
They need to hold those folks accountable because they have to remind them that they're the employees.
We have some things coming out in the Lantern. We've been reviewing her emails back and forth. And that situation out in Burns, Oregon, that lady was so detached from reality. Governor Kate Brown in Oregon had no clue what was really going on out there. And she was taking marching orders from people like the Nature Conservancy, Oregon Wild. They were the people that were dictating what was going to happen to her and what was going to happen with that situation.
Wow.
And it's unbelievable and disgusting the amount of power and access that these lunatics have.
Yeah.
Because they are lunatics.
Crazy, crazy.
So, with that, we've got Dick Wilkinson on the line, and then we probably better sneak off for our last break here.
Good morning, Dick.
Hi, I have a question for Bob Smith. What's happening with the Shasta Lantern newspaper?
We are reaching out heavily on the internet. You can find it at ShastaLantern.net. We've run into some issues with the print edition that we're trying to get taken care of and cleaned up, and some things that I can't speak about. But we are trying to do what we need to do to be able to get printing again.
Yeah, the reason I ask, I have a friend down, lives in Porterville, close to where I went to high school, and I was taking some down to him, and he actually subscribed to the paper for, I think he signed up for a 2-year subscription, and he wants to know, he's not getting any papers, wants to know what's going on, and I said, I don't know what's going on, so are you going to start publishing again, maybe?
Well, that's something that we hope to be able to start doing. If he would like a refund on his subscription, he's more than able to contact us. We can get him a refund for that subscription, or he can kind of hold with us until we can get the print edition back up and going.
Yeah, because he doesn't have a computer, or doesn't even know how to use one, or doesn't even want one. He's the same age as I am, but he doesn't dabble in computers. So.
And I understand that there's a large portion of the community out there that's in a similar situation. It's just for a print edition paper and some of the things that we need to be able to do to continue with printing the paper, we need to have what's known as adjudication. And to do that, there's some things that we've run into some flack with, because the people that give you adjudication are the people that were kind of lighting their hair on fire.
Oh yeah, I see what's going on.
So it's something that we're working through, but anybody, if you guys just want to kind of stick it out, we will be trying to get the print edition back up and going. If not, get a hold of us. We can get you a refund for your subscription, no problem.
Well, until then, you guys have a happy Easter.
Hey, you too, Bob.
Bye.
Thanks.
Oh, Dick, right. I'm sorry, Dick.
And with that, we'll sneak off to our last break, and then we'll see you on the other side.
The voice in my head, hey, it's telling me that I should stay in my bed, because it's two in the night. Why can't I sleep when it's two in the night? Because the fire in my soul, hey, the fire in my soul got me ready to fight, and I'm ready for war. Over. You know I've been so lost in translation, like I'm fighting for truth in Babylon, trying to find my peace in the zone of war. Even when the day comes, yeah.
Is this Sunday, March 27th. Join me with my jazz ensemble featuring Bernie Baker on guitar and Bruce Kalin on bass. Hi, this is Linda Bott. This Easter, we'll be singing and playing our favorite jazz standards on the veranda from 11 to 2. On this Easter Sunday, View 202 will feature a special Easter menu. So join us and call 226-8439 for reservations today.
21 counties declared for the state of Jefferson, and still we remain ignored by our occupiers in Sacramento. Little do they realize all they've accomplished is making us stronger. Come find out how. Shasta County Town Hall, Saturday, April 2nd at 4 p.m. The Senior Citizens Hall, 2290 Benton Drive. Come hear Mark Baird speak on representation, accountability, constitutional principles. What they said could not be done is being done.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Mews with Northern Lights Energy. The ethanol-free 93 is ready for the lawnmowers and weeders and chainsaw folks, so come by and try it out. Cody says bring those barbecue bottles in and get them filled up, or we have the exchange program. We have another load of Clear Pearl come in for all the portable heaters and the red kerosene for the others. Our Toyo Tommy heaters and on-demand hot water heaters are being installed all the time by Johnny, so give him a call. Northern Lights Energy, for deliveries to homes, job site, and ranches. If you need it, we bring it, including bulk oil deliveries. In Corning, stop and see Robin. In Weaverville, get a hold of Joe. In Redding, the rest of the crew. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world says its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Speed it up and knock speed. Grunt, no strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear. Fight down. High wire in a fire. Representing seven games in a government for hire at a combat site. NASA weapons are coming in a hurry with the fury breathing down your neck. Team, my team, reporters, battle Trump.
Thank God. It is turning.
It's the turning.
You can feel it. You know, just like you could feel some of the other things that were coming, like a thunderstorm on the horizon, you can feel the ground shaking beneath your feet.
Mm-hmm.
You're starting to look around and see the different things with people, and then you can feel it coming.
Yes.
And it's... It's kind of heady in a way. It's kind of exciting. It's like you're locked down and you're under assault by the enemy, and all of a sudden you can hear and feel the hooves of the cavalry over the horizon on its way, and the enemy's starting to look up and go, uh-oh.
Uh-oh. And you're like, yes.
Yeah. About time.
About time. What took you so long?
Where you been? Oh. So, town hall coming up.
Town hall, yes. Now, it's the Shasta County Town Hall here in Redding on Saturday, April 2nd, 4 p.m. The doors open at 3 p.m. And we're at the Senior Citizens Hall at 2290 Benton Drive, down by Caldwell Park. And we are going to have our featured speaker, Mark Baird. And he is going to inform us and let everybody know what's going on, where we are, where we've been, where we're headed, all that good stuff. And it's going to be about representation, accountability, and constitutional principles. So if there's anything that you don't care for, you know, like, oh,
freedom,
liberty, taxation,
free market capitalism, the Constitution,
representation,
a secure future for your children. If you have issue with any of those things, please come down and tell us. We do not ensure your safety.
Yeah, it's the town halls that we've had have been wonderful throughout Jefferson Territory so far to date, and Shasta is the kickoff for the rest of this second go-around for the town halls, and we will be busy doing town halls from April 2nd until the latter part of May, maybe even through May into June. So every single weekend and a couple weekends, we will be doing double duty on some of these town halls because they will have one on Saturday and one on Sunday, not in the same location, but a neighboring county.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to be busy going to all these locations and spreading the news, sharing the information, answering questions, and hopefully getting more people signed up to help us out and get to work, because it's going to take every one of us to get this done. So,
and when is the last time anybody heard from Keep It California? Are they still around?
I don't know.
I haven't heard hide nor hair of them, folks.
No, I saw a Facebook post a while back, but it was quickly snuffed out because people got on it like a cancer. But,
yep. Where'd that go?
They were all over it, and nothing else happened. It was just that one post by that one person, and then all the patriots got on there and just let them know what for, and they were right on their responses, every single one of them. So it was wonderful to see that. I was like, we don't have
it's
to do
it. It's amazing how fast facts shut people up.
It is. It is.
It really is.
Yeah.
And, you know, the biggest one that they always like to hit us on was the finances and what we didn't know what we were talking about. And everything that we have said that is coming for the last couple of years, it's here.
It's here. It's true.
The counties are bankrupt. CalPERS is about to fall on its face. That's going to bankrupt the local municipalities.
Mm-hmm.
California's broke. The budget's broken. They've been lying about the numbers the whole time.
Yep.
Everything we've said is true.
It's true.
And they tried to tell us that we were liars, uninformed, and didn't know what we were talking about and fell flat on their face.
Yeah.
It's probably a little embarrassing.
A little egg on their face?
A little bit. Yeah, a little egg on their face. Well, anyways, keep your head up, Jefferson. It's happening. It's coming. There's good things that are coming. You know, it's like smelling that roast at the end of the day that's been sitting in the smoker, and it's almost time to eat dinner.
Yes.
Thank God. So, yeah, until then, keep your heads up, keep your smiles up, keep your spirits up. That's the most important thing.
Yep.
And we're getting it done.
We'll see you next Saturday. Thank you.
Sunday.
Saturday.
Oh, yeah, town hall.
Town hall.
Yeah. We'll see you next Saturday. We'll hear you next Sunday.
Sunday.
All right. Have a good one, everybody.
Michael Harrington. It is Easter Sunday, and that means millions of Christians around the globe celebrating the resurrection of Christ. Thousands are marking the day in the Holy Land, many at the cavernous Church of the Holy Sepulchre. It's due for a major renovation after the holiday. The anger over last week's deadly terror attacks in Brussels has brought protesters to a central Brussels square today, even as hundreds of people were mourning the 31 victims of the attacks. A group of men dressed in black began shouting slogans while carrying a banner cursing ISIS. They mounted the steps of the Stock Exchange building before riot squads and plainclothesmen moved them away. A water cannon was eventually used. Police had urged demonstrators not to hold any kind of march today in Brussels because of security forces being stretched so thin. Victory for Bernie Sanders.